Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Find that resolution. We had a part-time seasonal job at the cemetery, so I'll read the approval to hire a cemetery laborer. Whereas the cemetery department has an opening for a seasonal laborer, and whereas Donald Naylor has applied for this position, so therefore we, the town of Castleboy, hereby approve the hire of Donald Naylor as a seasonal cemetery laborer at a rate of $15 per hour and not to exceed, and it's really got 16 weeks in total, but it's going to be a 15-hour-per-week job as well, so it's extremely part-time, and it's going to be pending pre-employment screening. So I need a motion to bring Donald on board.
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Correspondence, we've got a few items tonight. Letter from Nimer regarding property loss at the public work garages and the installation of a master battery disconnect switch to cut off power on heavy trucks and equipment when it's not in use and stored within inside a building. They've experienced losses throughout the years and they want to minimize or reduce that risk. Copy of letter to the town board from Ron and McHugh thanking the officers and our first response for caring and their expertise when she had a minor episode of dehydration, I believe, at the Memorial Day parade event at the Castle Point. But again, she sent a letter of thank you. It was just a really hot day. And again, for the professionalism displayed by our ambulance and our Castle PD. Next one we have is notice to the public hearing on July 25th, 2023 at 6 p.m. the Town Board of Germantown regarding proposed local law C of 2023 and their regulations regarding short-term rentals. Castle already has a short-term rental agreement, but Germantown's just giving us notice that their public hearing and they're going to have some kind of SDR regulations as well. It was interesting to read. I mean, we got a pretty good SDR, but they have different items incorporated in theirs as well, like what's this, extremely temporary and owner-occupied. But again, we have a good one, but it's just notification that Germantown is going to have a public hearing. Next time up, we got this notice of public hearing on May 24th at 6:05, Town of Catskill Zoning Board regarding variance application for 210 Jefferson Heights. County Resolution 187-23, distribution of mortgage tax. Catskill's portion this half a year is $125,279.52. Resolution 169-23, awarding fuel oil bid to the Teen Fuel Facilities. Resolution 174-23, awarding bids to purchase material for Highway Department. Resolution 175-23, awarding bids for wash stones and crushed stones. Email from Doreen Davis regarding construction debris near the stream on Long 23A in the hamlet of Panelville. Request from Robin Smith, Cultivate Catskill, regarding donations for the spray ground project, which we can, again, have further conversation on that maybe in our workshop meeting. Email from Greene County Highway Department regarding the household hazardous waste collection event, which is going to happen on the 24th, which is on 9W.
Eight to one.
If you go on their webpage, it's actually by alphabetical order a little bit, so there's a little, organization to who comes or everybody doesn't come at the same time. In our meeting, our town cleanup on the 24th is the same day on Quarterstill Road. Next one, we got is a letter from Marshall and Sterling regarding governmental insurance disclosure statement as required by New York State Insurance Department Regulation 87. We have a letter from Councilman Eugene Cook, Town of Huntington, urging New York State Legislator and Governor Hochul to draft and enact legislation regarding the voter identification process. Continuing business, any updates on the summer recreation program?
Three counselors are going Thursday night to get CPR and first aid certified, and I believe that would be the last step for Department of Health.
Okay.
We have How many spots do we still have open?
Five.
So we have like 45 signed up, and there's still five slots available.
Five slots, yeah.
Anything else regarding the summer recreation program, or concerns or questions?
No.
Next, we're going to move to new business and request for the use of the senior center as a cooling center from the Village of Casco Climate Smart Task Force. So, Margaret, I guess we'll...
So I don't know how familiar you are with the Climate Smart program. It's a New York State program that rewards communities for doing a series of climate smart actions to either reduce a community's contribution to greenhouse gases and other types of climate change issues, and also to help protect communities from the effects of climate change. One of those is extreme heat. And one of the actions is to establish one or more cooling centers where vulnerable populations like the elderly can come if they don't have air conditioning in their homes, so to protect themselves from the effects of extreme heat. And, the task force was thinking that the senior center would be kind of an obvious place since it's already serving vulnerable citizens. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the elderly folks in the community are already going to the senior center on hot days to escape the heat. So we thought that would be an ideal place to start if it works out for the town board and the senior center director. I would suggest starting with just the normal hours that the senior center is open. And that's Monday through Friday from, I believe, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. Ideally, a cooling center would be open probably until sunset or late afternoon when the temperatures are still high. But we realize that the senior center is not staffed for those hours, for additional hours. So it seems like the ideal solution at this point is to publicize it as a cooling center during the normal hours of operation for people who need to escape the heat and keep track of who uses it as a cooling center, how many people use it as a cooling center. And then, we can see later if there's high demand, if there's demand for it to be open longer hours, we could possibly find some volunteers to keep it open longer hours. We want them to be reliable people. But that's kind of a later decision. And after, sort of like a pilot program. And so what I'm requesting is the opportunity to speak with the senior center director and work something out that is, mutually feasible to use the senior center as a cooling center. Any questions?
I have quite a few written down, but I mean, as far as the town board, I think it's probably best at the town board, the liaison for the senior center, possibly talk with the director. I mean, you're more than welcome to, but and at least get Jamie's input on what she thinks the program may look like and what effects, positive and negative, it may have on the senior center. I mean, I think that input's good, but again, the decision to move forward with that, I think, would be a more of a town board decision with, again, consultation and input from not only Jamie's, probably a little input from the seniors that actually frequent the building, which I'll be honest, I did a little canvassing. For the most part, I think they're receptive, but it's the hours of the day, and I don't know if another lady called me and questioned that, but I always kind of say it's a senior center first, so, and I think the vulnerable population might be the 55 and older, so, I just happened to see one of their posts that they put up today, meaning with the senior center. So I guess first off, the cafeteria area is rented by the county from like 8 o'clock to So the cafeteria is there for Meals on Wheels and food cooking preparation. And the kitchen area, which we rent that out occasionally, or not rented out, but it's extended to nonprofits. And frankly, that's been a little bit problematic along the way because we got commercial equipment in there. And a lot of people that go into that kitchen don't have experience with commercial kitchens. And then we got the health department and things like that. So I really, my personal opinion, but you know, it depends on what we're looking at. It's just going to be a cooling station, but not necessarily a place that we're going to feed people and things of that nature.
Yeah, but as for you, as a cooling center, Miss, it's very useful to have restrooms available and to have water faucets available. So that's, you know, that's already there. The description of the action in the New York State Climate Smart website, basically it doesn't require anybody to feed people. If somebody is coming to use it as a cooling center, I think the expectation would be they would bring their own lunches and so on. But, you know, these are things that can be worked out with a set of guidelines for how it would be used as a cooling center, and I think it would be good to have some written guidelines.
My only concern would be the after hours, having somebody that we don't know monitoring and locking in and opening. I mean, we have expensive stuff up there. There's...
We'd have to have a town employee there.
Right.
Of course, and that's why I don't think at the start, we would want to have it open after 3 p.m.
And what's the village getting from this grant?
It's what
and
we
I
get.
Don't know what the climate smart is.
Yeah.
There's money involved that the village is getting. How much money is the village getting?
The village is not getting money directly. What we get when we reach bronze certification status, which is what we're going for now, and we hope to submit for bronze in July, what you get is a higher... when you apply for a state grant, you get higher consideration than if you were not a certified climate smart community.
So there's got to be grant money associated with this where we could pay our staff to be there.
There could be if we applied for a grant. I don't know. I haven't researched the grant opportunities. But there probably are some.
So, like at the senior center for the month of June, every Monday at 10 o'clock, they have the ageless grace exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Then every day they have pinochle pool games and fun, whatever that happens to be that day. Every Tuesday from 10 to 1 o'clock, they have pool, then they have line dancing, a book program between 11:30 and 12:30 where the Catskill Library is in the facility. Wednesdays they have the sing-along chorus from 10 to 11 o'clock. Painters Club on Wednesday is 10 from 10 to 12. So at that point, take up 11 to 10 is not a conflict, but they're actually taking up two different areas because one event's not ending and another event's starting. So, those are just the concerns. And then we have on Thursdays, they have cardio dancing at 10. Then they have first come, first serve spots at 11. Learn how to use phones, internet, computers, and pool games. And then Friday they have, card games and things like that at 10:30. And then there's also the Silver Lions that meet at 1 o'clock there once a month on a Thursday. So, we got to be careful not to disrupt what they already have there.
We certainly would not want to do that.
And that's because, they, believe it or not, they're very open and want more and more people to come, but at the same time, it's kind of, that's their area. They look forward to going there, and they're not going to want to see it disrupted, if that makes sense.
I think that's...
It's consideration, not more than...
I think that's potentially one of the benefits of using it as a cooling center. People who come to get cool, there are already activities. They don't have to just sit there.
Right.
They can participate in some of these activities, and maybe they'll want to continue with some of the activities. even on days when they're not using it as a cooling center.
And that would be the nicest thing if we can generate additional participation and bring new members in. So that is definitely on the...
And if they don't want to participate, I'm sure they can just sit and...
Right, and there's other people that just sit and chat or read a book or anything. And we do have one or two desktops up there, so there's no other things that keep their activities going. Right at the moment, the senior center closes at 1:30 or 2 o'clock is not open until 3 o'clock.
Oh, I was seeing on the website that
you
got out until 3 o'clock.
The website shows 9 to 3.
We should probably look at that, because I know Jamie leaves many days at 1:30 when the bus picks it up, and no later than 2-ish. Because once we have public transportation that comes there, and when that bus picks up through the county, most people decide that that's a good time.
Yeah, transportation is not easy. Because
if nobody's there, then... But I agree with what the board's saying. If we're going to have anybody at the location, it's really in our best interest and everybody else's to have it staffed by a town.
Totally, yeah.
Right. Unless we can really get some super qualified regular volunteers, but they would have to be, it could be random. You're doing it today and somebody else tomorrow. It would have to be one or two people that are really going to be responsible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, again, that's something sort of looking ahead to what the ideal situation might be in the future. But I think first we would want to just kind of go along with what the normal operating hours are for the senior center and keep track of who is using it as a cooling center and what kind of demand there might be. There may not be a whole lot of demand. It's hard to tell until you try.
Hours of the public library.
Public library is an interesting idea. Yeah.
I was just wondering as an alternative, if there's days at senior center you can't be disrupted.
And one of the things that I was considering for down the line, if there's a huge amount of demand, obviously there are fire department limitations on how many people can be in the senior center at one time. And if more people come, they can be directed to other places that are air conditioned. The library would be one of them. Some of the shopping centers could be another. And that's, that's something.
Yeah, I can assume the library is open later than the senior center.
Yeah, the library tends to be open in the afternoon later than they open later than the senior center does and stay open later. So that's a very good suggestion.
So being the town of Catskill, we're also somewhat involved with this Climate Smart Communities. Would the town be eligible to get points towards that, or only the
diligent
to our facility and we're opening it up?
Yeah.
Because I was on the page a month ago, but to be honest with you, I don't know what so particularly university, just
over here.
I think they'd like to see, there's even one action that involves partnerships between different agencies or governmental, municipalities. So, you could probably get double points for that, for doing a cooperative climate smart program with the village and also for doing
the cooperative. What would the village be kicking in through this stuff?
Basically, the administrative...
That's awesome.
Getting it started and publicizing it.
I'm for it. I think it's a good idea, but we need to have a conversation with Jamie.
Yeah. I would like to just have a conversation with Jamie. I'm for it too. Anything that we can do to help our citizens and our I think it's going to be our more vulnerable seniors that need a place. And again, if it works for everybody, I think everybody's in favor, but I got as a courtesy and things of that nature, to gather some additional information. If Jamie, and then again, I think we're going to have a written procedure on what we think that's going to look like, so there's no surprises. I think that's important. And what's going to trigger, a heat emergency or what have you? It's going to be 90, 95. We're going to turn that switch on today.
90 or higher.
Is it 90 or higher?
90 or higher, but I think
that's one possibility.
The county activates the countywide cooling station, which is called. like they did, what was it, a couple months ago, right?
It was in, with the hospital, maybe, was it?
If there's a health department heat advisor, that would be kind of an obvious trigger. The other thing is, I think seniors are probably the primary vulnerable population, but there could also be people with immune issues, respiratory issues, that kind of thing, who might be younger, probably not a whole lot of people, but it would be nice to open it up to that group as well.
Right. We just don't want to, I mean, I want it for people that need it, but we don't want to have it, you know,
overwhelmed
where we lose the character of what we, you know, have there at the end of seniors.
That could be in the written guidelines, you know, who qualifies to use it as a cooling center.
And I think the only other one, just so everybody knows, we don't have a generator, so if there was a power outage at that location, we're out. You know, that's the, all the beds are off at that point in time. If there was a severe thunderstorm, things of that nature. Okay. And I'll go check and see how that point system goes, but...
You know, depending on that, we got it before for something we did.
Right. We've
done a couple of things.
And we did complete the LED street lighting, and we actually submitted invoices for that, so that was a $35,000 grant. I mean, some other communities across the river, I think it might have been Hillsdale, through their points, they've got their code department, you know, the EV vehicle. So everybody uses their funds to where they see fit. But again, if it's advantageous, I'd rather do it for the people, and if the points take care of itself, to be honest with you. You know, I know everybody wants to, you know, get up there, but the real gist of this thing is we want to do the right thing for people in need.
Exactly.
More than the scorecard.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we'll not table it, but we'll just get some feedback from Jamie, and we can... be comfortable saying, you know, that we're going to be in on it. We just had to refer on it at our next meeting.
Let's get feedback from the seniors and Jamie a little further.
Okay.
So we'll make a decision on our own.
Yeah, right. So that'll be the third Wednesday of the month, and we'll let you know the outcome of that.
So I'll come back to that meeting, and you'll make a decision at that meeting?
If you'd like to come back and join us, that's fine. If not,
further steps?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot to start hammering out rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right. And if we can draft something up ahead of time to what it looks like so we know, I think that would give it a thing.
Would you like to put a draft together?
Yeah, if you want to put a draft together, what you feel that program is going to look like, you know, what's going to trigger it, and age groups, and, you know, the bullet items we talked about would be great.
Okay.
And
in the meantime,
if you want to stop in and see Jamie, and I'll be here now, you can stop in and, you know, take a tour of the senior center, mm-hmm. and meet Jamie, if there would be
Okay. What hours is she
there
whenever the senior center is open? I didn't want to go that far. I wouldn't want to also interrupt her.
No, she's fine. I mean, she's normally there 9 o'clock to, I would say, 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I think the best, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but just give a call then at the senior center. It's a 943 number.
1343.
And, all right. You know, set up a time for her. So
that sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it. Okay. Next item on the new business, we got a mobile home extension with Vermont Engineering here today.
Yes. The you guys sent it over to the planning board, I think it was in April. And, you know, for their comments. And I presented it before them, they made their comments, and they said they were going to send it to the board for you to add comment or just approve their comments and send them along to me. I understand, I guess you might have sent the plans ahead to the Department of Health, but they're just not quite at that stage yet. They were preliminary plans.
The plans weren't sent to the Department of Health, but a letter was sent to the Department of Health
Sure.
per our local law and the town attorney.
Yeah, I just wanted to see, you know, I don't want to progress with the design until I receive those comments so that I can see what has to change before I actually finalize the design of the expansion. Do you guys have those comments from the planning board?
I'm not sure I have them readily available at the moment.
Yeah, that's okay.
Did we get an email on
that? Your second email has the planning board comments in there.
I
Says Merle Castle Town.
Have you guys had a chance to look any of it over, or do you want me to tell you anything about it?
Why don't you give us an overview and what the division is? And
yeah, it's, you know, they want to add 53 mobile home locations on the opposite side of Portal Road from where they are now.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a few over there already. You know, this is going to require expanding their wells, their treatment system, six new septic systems for all the different mobile homes, two new roads, and stormwater treatment, three or four different areas that have, you know, some form of treatment.
How many lots do they have now?
They have, I think, 70, somewhere between 70 and 80, and I don't know how many is possible. You know, there's empty spots that they're not filled right now.
Sorry, I just need to find that out. Give me as quickly as I want.
Did the planning board set up an escrow account to hire an outside engineer for this yet?
No.
There was talk of that. I don't know that. I think when they're going to do that is when I submit final plans to you, DOH. Seeker gets going. I just didn't want to start any of that process until, you know, I just get the entirety of at least the preliminary comments to know that overall there's nothing about what they want to do that, you know, goes that you guys want to, you know, significantly change.
I'll rely back on the planning board during the site plan review as long as DOH is okay with the project, they can proceed.
Yeah, it looks like the first step is Department of Health.
It is, right.
Right, and that's a letter we got from our county attorney, and I think you were probably carving comment on that as well.
Yeah.
It's like Liz was saying.
Oh, I know, I didn't get that, actually, but.
Right. Right, but it's been sent to the Department of Health.
Yeah, we have to.
Per our law, if an application for expansion comes in, it goes to the Department of Health and to the Planning Board for comments before you can set a public hearing to authorize the expansion of the mobile home park.
Yeah.
So that's really
where we're at.
Right.
I just need you guys to send me the comments. If you guys have nothing to add to the Planning Board's comments, then I just need to see those comments so I can try and address those as I submit all the plans to DOH.
I mean, like what Patrick was mentioning, we're going to rely primarily on what the planning board.
Right. And it's hard to make until you have a public hearing and your comment to have any further comments.
Yeah, everything on this list could possibly change during the site plan approval.
Absolutely.
Yeah, DOH. So DOH is the first step that needs to happen.
But I just need those comments so I can try and address them. You know, they did say something about walkways, and they wanted to see how much if they could get double car parking. I remember some of the comments.
So what they said on the Stonegate Castle Pond manufactured home at the planning board on March 28, 2023, the planning board reviewed the project. The planning board recommends the following items to the town board for consideration. The planning board would suggest the town board engage an engineer in order to determine, you know, the site and the adequate use of mobile home park, and then check the adequacy of the proposed lot size project. Most likely we require a SWPP, including post-construction stormwater practices. Consider requiring a 3 parking space for each unit of 3 bedrooms. That, you know, again, that was a recommendation. So if there's 3 bedrooms, potentially asking us to review it.
It's a recommendation. It's just not, I don't think there's anything written in your laws that say that's required. But.
Right. We're not going to debate that, but I'm just saying if that's one of the bullet items that they came up, consider the need for street lighting, consider the need for walkways, which you mentioned, so you might have some of that, evaluate the need for recreational facility or financial contribution to a local park. I don't know how much recreational areas is planned. I did briefly see the plans that you have.
Yeah. But there was nothing on it. You know, there's once I got that comment, you know, there was certainly some discussion with the owner about what possibly could happen since there's so much woods around. You know, say I have a walking trail sandwich would address both.
If they can do some walking trails for public use, it's not a bad idea. I don't know if that's going to, consider a major subdivision, but we do have new regulations in place that if you don't put, space for recreation, that, we assess the property. We put that in a fund for, future recreational areas for the benefit of all the residents of Catskill. Evaluated, we already talked about that. The project will require DOH approval, which we all know. Yeah. Plan should identify proposed patios for each of the units.
Yeah, so that letter just gets forwarded to me, and then I'll proceed with it.
Okay.
That's all. That's
going to be, I'm going to rely on, that's what they do. I think it's always good because we need additional housing in our community. So if we can get 53 more units in there, and DOH is happy with those. But septics and all that, that's a major undertaking.
That's a very large undertaking.
So I see there's light.
You see the spread of the roads, too. They're going to be all that quite a bit, but, two very long roads to serve all 53, so.
That's why you have a lot of cul-de-sacs there. Things are...
Well, you have one road that goes from 4-0 to 4-0.
Okay.
And then you have the cul-de-sac. But it's not, trailer parks can never fall. They're not a subdivision because you're not creating a right of way.
Right.
It's a private drive that the owner takes care of, not the town, not any of the residents either.
Right. Because it's all in one. It's one parcel owner.
So I've gone before a couple of planning boards with trailer parks, and they struggle with the difference between, what happens when you have a subdivision, the road standards and everything. They want to apply the road standards of a subdivision because it's going to be a town adopted road. But this isn't. Not to say that I want to design it any less than two-way traffic should be able to handle anything, but
I mean, that's always a concern, is having emergency vehicles, for fire departments, rescue squads, and again, if you've got 53 units, depending on how many are on that road, you're going to want to have availability of two-way traffic.
Just like the cul-de-sac is going to have, I think it's more than a 100-foot radius, so and I have to have, these are mobile homes coming and going. You have to have roads, they have to take traffic trailers. So, you already have very large vehicles coming and going.
Do they have any recreational areas for the residents there,
existing?
No, in the plant.
Or existing? No. I don't think besides they have ponds.
Right, but there's no place for, the residents there.
I don't
either have a bingo or, games or pool.
No, it's not.
There's a couple empty lots, but nothing.
Yeah, that's somewhere between trailer park, or scenic community, and a campground,
Right. But I mean, now if you have, 80 in there, you're going to get up to 130 or so.
Yeah.
That's
why, he's not resistant to trying to think about how we could put some recreational things in.
That's a lot of homes. That's a large trailer park, 113.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was just trying to think of, what's logical in a place where you have lots of woods and mountainside, some hiking trails.
I don't speak for the planning board, but I don't really foresee a major problem except for the Porto Road area as far as the additional traffic, because you've got Carroll Junction and you've got Ross Moulin. And then they can cut in both of those roads or through roads to 32 and 23, so depending on. I live on Carroll Junction, I'll probably see the most traffic, to be honest with you. But it is what it is there. Again, we need lodging. So we can forward you the, you want us to forward the planning board recommendations?
I want the comments and the recommendations, and I'll, either address what I can or have my own comment about, why I couldn't if I can't anyway. I just need those comments.
All right.
I needed them to officially come
from the town.
Yeah.
And obviously I'd like to probably just, run this past our town attorney in case he may have a couple extra, comments as
sure.
Well.
Sure.
Because, like I said, we might as well address as much as we can up front.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but this letter from the Department of Health says that any proposed modification of the facility must first be approved by the department.
Yeah, I'm not looking for approval.
Right. He just wants
to. I know, but
for his proposal, he wants to see if we got anything out there, I think.
Go ahead. but it doesn't matter what we say. Their approval comes before ours does.
Well, they're going to approve your septic system and your water system and the fact that the lot size are right.
But that's not what the letter says.
That is
any modifications or construction begins, you need approval from the department.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Regardless of what we say.
But not regardless, because you have fines then. You're never.
But they're going to approve it.
We have the final say once they.
They don't have to say either. No, there's no.
But they have to approve it before we.
Absolutely, do. Yes.
Is my point.
No disagreement.
Any other comments on that? All right, so we'll get that out to you. Hopefully by the end of the week.
I have it. I'll send it to you right away.
All right, thank you. If we have anything to add, we'll forward to you. But again, I don't think anybody's opposed to the project per se. I think it's they can expand and get more housing.
Yeah, and then the reason why I want the comments is because, you know, it's important to know what the concerns are. Going in, I know it's not
a public hearing. You might hear a whole bunch more.
Right. I mean, what are you going to hear? Public hearing?
Oh yeah. I know.
Probably the first thing you're going to hear is traffic on Porter Road, traffic on Carroll Junction, traffic on Ross Road. When it's, you know, 50 more homes, and how many times is people? What is that? 150 cars? I mean, I don't know what the, you know, the.
There's
traffic. What's the equation on that? I'm not saying people on Carroll Junction are going to come to the public hearing, but I you know.
They don't need, well, say no.
I mean, there's enough traffic.
The CDA neighbors almost always do.
Right.
Trailer parks aren't always the most popular form of development. So.
Right. But it's an existing location. But again, you have a lot of residential single lots on Port Road. Okay. Anything else? Okay, we're good. Fireworks? So we did have a letter from
Aaron.
The village.
I sent it to you.
Village of Catskill, I did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good, safe trip back to Colesville. And they're having they're requesting $4,450 from the town of Catskill to split 50-50 with the share of the fireworks and music in the park. I think it's Saturday the 2nd. This is July 2nd. It's very close to last year. I think we're at $4,350 last year. So, I mean, personally, I'm okay with it, but I'm interested if anybody has any feedback or concerns.
It benefits everybody in the town is welcome to attend it.
I know, but for the 10th time, we've requested this be presented to us during budget season.
Why would we
do that? Every year it goes up. And they still don't submit anything when we're in budget season, so we can budget for it properly. It's just, it's becoming annoying. Every year the number goes up, and every year we just give it to them because we don't want to be the ones that don't provide fireworks.
I think the last year, this year is not.
Jim, it's this year.
What about your one last
year? Yeah, it went up 100, which is, when you're talking, those isn't.
No, it's a line that we continue to
make a proposal from the fireworks company. Are we privy to see what the charge is? Or are we just?
Well, I think with anything that I pay, I want a voucher from the village. But if we want to see the proposal on where that money is being spent, I'll get that tomorrow. So we can, if we want to pass the resolution to fund it, we can put that condition that we actually see the estimate or the bill from the vendors versus being invoiced from.
I mean, that's almost.
I had the same thought.
So that's almost our entire events budget is spent in the village of Catskill at the point.
I had that thought as well, because we do music in the park for $2,500. I mean, they're very good for Catskill events. So we're close to 75% of our celebration line.
Is
$10,000
spent at the point.
It is spent at the point. That's true. But again, this pack, everybody goes there. I guess
right.
The others.
It's
a convenient spot.
Right.
But I guess the other thing is that at what point should we be looking at sponsoring something else if it's going
used to?
I don't go that far. I mean, it's
to help sponsor that. But it, you know, if other places in the town did events or we looked to help sponsor, you know, the money's there.
Is it something that we could potentially do in a Ricky Kramer, you know, other, it doesn't have to be fireworks, it could be a, you know, another type of venue, you know, we can, you know, expand a few things outside of the village, right? So, I mean, I'm good with that. So, if you want to do that with the condition that we request invoices from the vendors, I'm good with the $44.50. And do a motion if we're going to move forward.
Motion.
Motion by Paul. Second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against?
Aye.
Motion so carried. I think it would be good on our...
I'd like to see three quotes for fireworks.
Yeah, it's a 5-year contract that we have with Young Summer. I mean, Young Explosives.
Then we should be able to see that.
It's still Young Explosives.
It's Young Explosives.
If we have a 5-year contract, they should be able to tell us. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they changed it.
That's true.
So somebody else owns it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we'll get that contract and take a look at it and see what it's all about. Okay. Good enough. All right. Anything else? Eventually, anybody from the floor have any questions or...
I just saw on the minutes from the last meeting about the Hickory Notch cabins. I was just wondering if anything, what's actually going on. Because I own the property next door, and that place is falling down. Last year, there were some squatters in there in the summer. So.
I would potentially, our town,
and that building, it's been cleaning for 10 years, so it's probably contaminated with mold.
It's in the process.
And they've been, it's in the process, and they, I think that's public knowledge, they have been, you know, in town court on that particular issue. And, you know, if they don't correct the, you know, order or remedies, then, you know, the town, we're aware of it, and, you know, like all other locations, we would like to, you know, move forward and get that to where we need to.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I know I have some other properties, and code enforcement has given me violations for my my grass being over 12 inches high and saying it's a fire hazard, which is kind of,
I don't know the height on it, but New York State code that is. Yes. And we've given a few of those out already this year as the height of the grass. Unfortunately, when we have to go to that level, it's time consuming. They have to give an order of remedy, and you know, unfortunately, again, you have to give them so many days. It would be nice to put out a reminder somehow that, you know, say,
maybe they're participating in No Mow May.
No Mow May. I don't know if that's part of the New York State.
By the town.
On this particular one, we can't come in for.
Okay, I understand.
Just follow along. More to come. That's all we'll say.
But we're
that's justified.
Yes. So that's. I'll go along with that. It's on our radar, and it's a work in progress, as our minutes reflect. It's just not, I think processes aren't the easiest sometimes, they're time consuming. But hopefully we get a result that's desirable for everybody. Okay, and anything else from the floor tonight? Because we're going to have to go into an executive session. But again, I want to make sure everybody else, let me just go through my notes and see if I have anything else that I'd like to just talk about here. Oh, cameras. We did look at camera systems for the senior center, so I wanted to bring that up. County ARPA money, which we primarily earmarked for the senior center, we roughly have $6,000 available, still out for $100,000. We have one quote for a camera system. I do have another fellow coming at 1 o'clock tomorrow. For installation type of work, that would be a standalone, and then we can hopefully get one additional one. It would be nice on our next meeting if we can act on that, because the county at the moment is looking for a resolution from the county of Catskill saying that we expended our $100,000 and do that for a resolution. So I got that, I believe, today from Sean Broden. So again, I got a guy coming tomorrow if anybody wants to come down to the senior center and do a walkthrough. If we had one other vendor, that would be great. Next one we have on the list, as we talked about the climate smart, the volunteers and things like that. A Again, with Climate Smart, we did invoice the NYSERDA, the LED lighting is complete, and they approved our invoices, so at this point, we're hopefully close to getting a check back from $35,000, which we spend our money first, and then we get reimbursed.
That's the clean energy program.
But I think we might get points.
You could get points.
We get points rolling over to the program that you're speaking of.
Exactly.
Right. And the other one I think we briefly talked about that last meeting as well, and I'd like to follow up with Sean with the heating systems at the highway garage. We have some heating units that are in pretty rough shape that need to be repaired or replaced. So probably got to write up the scope of work or get assistance on the scope of work before we RFP that. Talked with Sean, I thought propane, and I said, how about propane? And he said, propane. So I think we're looking to potentially go from fuel oil or heating oil at the highway garage and go propane. I think there's like six different units out there, something of that nature. At least
there's three of each.
Yeah, so I think there's around six different units, so it'd be nice if we can do the whole thing. And again, we're buying our propane and our fuels on state contracts, so instead of renting a tank, we're obviously going to have to buy our own propane tank, but we'd be self-sufficient. But it's a lot cleaner, and then the environmental is a lot better, too, because you don't have to worry about oil spills and ground contamination and things of those things. So anyway, that's I'll work on that hopefully in the next couple of days, too. It's so many units out there, it's not as easy just coming in and saying, how about for that one? Because
from my eyes, they can eliminate a lot of those units.
Potentially, right.
They can put two big ones in the main shop, one in the repair shop, and one in the old garage.
So, was there any updates on that bridge? I don't know what's going to be
called. What was that?
The bridge available? Any updates on that?
Nothing's come through with Bridge New York. We submitted for the Pennsylvania Avenue culverts through Bridge New York, but we haven't heard anything back on that, and we also haven't, it's all one package, and that would be the in-buff culvert down in Ruff Road as well. We're moving along with the Game Farm Road one, though. I mean, that's probably not going to get let until the end of 23 or early 24 that the construction will start there. But, they're doing boring samples, and actually, we're looking to get reimbursed. That's another program where you spend your money first, and actually, our finance person, she's actually working with us reimbursed. We submitted five invoices today to get some of our money back out of that program. So that's the status. So Game Farm Road is going to happen again, but the other two, nothing on the Bridge New York money as far as replacement. Any other additional things for the floor?
Motion to go into executive session and discuss legal matters. And no business will be decided.
Yeah, we're going to do business afterwards.
Okay.
You're doing business afterwards?
Yes.